Hello, everyone. This is Guy Evans along with the incomparable Neil Pruitt, and you are listening to an exclusive podcast preview for WCWWorldwide.com. Now, you may have heard through the grapevine that Neil and I are launching our new show, Secrets of WCW Nitro, on Monday, September 4th. You can go on iTunes and subscribe at this very moment, in fact. So in an effort to spread the word, we wanted to record a little taster to kind of whet everyone's appetite for the real thing itself. But before we go any further, Neil, please let everyone know, if they didn't already, exactly who you are.
The following announcement has been paid for by the New World Order.
Well, there you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, the voice of the NWO and former WCW feature producer Neil Pruitt will be joining me on the podcast each and every week. And Neil, a big focus of our podcast is going to be yourself telling stories from your time with WCW. And so with the few minutes that we have here, how about you give us a quick kind of mini story that we can share with these fine folks?
Well, Guy, I'm just glad to be with you on each of these podcasts, and WCWWorldwide.com, just the name, just brings back great memories from the show that we had, obviously, for many years on Turner Broadcasting, and the WCW flagship show for quite a while, as a matter of fact. But how about we tell a story about, since it's around football season, the Steiner brothers, and I'll tell you why. So I am from Ohio originally, so of course we have a beef with anybody from Michigan, but it's not a real good idea to pick one with the Steiner brothers at any point. But luckily, I guess I can say that I have messed with the Steiner brothers and been able to live to tell the story.
So, you might be the only man on earth who can actually make that statement, by the way.
Well, they were gracious for a change, and they let me off the hook. So obviously around football season, Ohio State would dominate quite often. But actually, you know what, during that time, I guess back in the early 90s, probably Michigan was probably doing fairly well, unlike today. But anyway, the Steiner brothers and I would talk about football quite often. And I would obviously say something to, I guess, kind of maybe get them a little bit, maybe get their attitude up so they could do a better interview and get them kind of, I guess, pissed off, you might say. So we would do that sometime just to make Scotty fly off the handle, and then that would, of course, make Rick fly off the handle. So it was always kind of fun to watch those two, and you never knew if both of them were going to come out of the room alive once they started doing that brotherly fighting stuff. But it was always funny to watch. But I remember one time they finally were able to tag up against me, believe it or not. Yes, it was like a three-way match, but it happened to be at an amusement park, and I think it was somewhere like in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, or something like that. So this kid came to the arena, and he knew somebody that worked for WCW in the backstage, and he said, "Hey, my dad owns this amusement park, so what we can do is we can all go over there, all the wrestlers and the people who work behind the scenes, and we can like take this place over, and we can ride whatever ride we want for like a couple hours after the event. Does anybody want to come?" We're all looking at each other like, of course, there's nothing else to do here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Why not go over? So, it might have been a bad idea for my back and my neck at the time, but here's why that's the case. So I don't know if you've ever been on one of these, but you can take these go-kart rides that are on this really big sheet of metal. And when you do go around the corner and stuff like that, you know how those people drift in those cool cars that they have on TV where they really slide a long ways? You know, mm-hmm. You know what kind of cars I'm talking about?
I do.
Anyway,
yeah. Yep.
They have those at this place, and they're little go-karts, but they're big enough for adults, of course. So the Steiner brothers, they barely fit into them, but of course they pick the time that I'm going to be out there as well. And they kind of, I guess, foster a plan where they're going to take advantage of me. So I was sliding around the corner, and I slid a little bit too far and kind of was going the opposite direction by accident and kind of pinned up against the wall. So all of a sudden I look at the right side and I see these two behemoths coming at me, and they are right together, perfectly in sync, and they clobber me right in the side and about tip my car over. I mean, it was just brutal. I mean, my neck snapped, my back cracked. I was in trouble. But they had a really good laugh, and after I stopped crying, I did too. But I did live to tell about I did live to tell that story once the Steiner brothers did a tag team maneuver on me.
So there you have it, everyone. Not only do we have Neil Pruitt here, who is the voice of the NWO, he's a great storyteller, but he also happens to be probably the only person living on Earth who can actually say he made fun of the Steiner brothers and lived to tell the tale. So with that being said, we will next see you on Monday, September 4th. That is the official launch date of Secrets of WCW Nitro. Go to iTunes to subscribe. You can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/secretsofnitro. And you can follow us on Twitter at secretsofnitro as well. So we'll see you on the 4th. Spread the word. And until then, Neil, any final words for the listeners?
Yes. Go Bucks for the Steiner brothers. And also, if you get a chance to go see the two Michigan dog face mutts, go ahead and check them out. They're still wrestling every now and then. Thanks, guy.
I like it. Thanks, Neil.